So just an interesting fact about that first reading from the prophet Nahum. This is the only time in the lectionary, either during the weekday or the Sunday lectionary, that we have a reading from this prophet. It's the Friday, the 18th week in ordinary time, week 2. And so depending on how feast days run or whatever, we could go years and years and never hear this text or this prophet proclaimed liturgically. And this is a unique prophet because he's actually speaking to and about the pagan kingdom of Assyria. So when it talks about Nineveh, there's the capital of Assyria. Remember our salvation history, that in the year 722 BC, the Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom and brought them into exile and captivity. And here we are maybe 100 years later, and the prophet of the Lord is telling them that they're falling down, that their end is near. And so it's just an interesting look at that. And what the prophecy is, it's a reality for all of us. When we give ourselves over to the world, when we allow our own self to take precedence over what God's will is and what God's plan is, we will certainly face destruction. This is the prophecy 600 years before Christ, and it reigns true today. And so how do we avoid that? What does Christ tell us? This challenge of discipleship. Whoever wishes to come after me, whoever wishes to follow me, must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. To deny himself. You know, we have this passage on Friday, so Friday's the day we do fasting and penance, but it's so much more than that. That's the initial preparation of self-denial. But it's really denying the self. How often we put ourselves in the center and demand our own way, and because we know what's best, and we want to do my own thing no matter what anybody tells me. I want my own way. Jesus says, if you act that way, you're not going to heaven. You cannot be my disciple. Then take up my cross. It's an invitation and a command. And not just it's accepting the normal inconveniences of life. But when Christ was talking about the cross, it was a reality of torture and death that they were exposed to on a regular basis. So as we as Christians, followers of Christ, self-deniers, face the ridicule and the rejection of the world, are we ready for that? Or do we stay puffed up in our own pride because we know what's best and we dictate to the world, we dictate to the church how the church should be? Are we willing to die to everything that we think is right so that we can go to heaven? This is what's placed before us. Because if we don't, then we face the sure destruction that Nahum prophesied against Assyria. Let's pray for that grace of humility, of docility, of obedience, of self-denial, of putting ourselves last and not seeking our own way. Because what profit does it gain if you gain the whole world and get your way in everything that you want, but in the end, go to hell? What good is it? Let's pray for that grace to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, and faithfully follow the Lord. Amen.